5 o'clock. Great to have you with us. Beautiful Friday afternoon. We are, well, let's see, a little over, what, 17 hours from football. Florida State, Georgia Tech, high noon, live from Dublin. I'm going to stay away from the Mac coach fighting Alabama coach for kicker, as fun as that would be. If you want to hear Rico's bracket, a real one, where he doesn't have MSU in the final like other people have on this station, Odyssey.com Rewind. I want to bring something up, though, for Lions fans. Look, college football is, we're on the precipice. But the NFL, you still have a couple long weeks. You really do. You got two more whole weeks until we finally get to see the Lions start their most important season, maybe in team history. And a couple of things is, look, stay away from the backup quarterback stuff or the negativity about Hendon Hooker. Let's just move away from it. Peter Schrager, NFL Network, has Brian Branch as one of his big breakout guys. Going to have a Pro Bowl year. I happen to agree with him.
Oh, I love Brian Branch.
Branch is a warhead. Like, he's a guy that's like a Troy Polamalu. He's like a Tyrann Mathieu. It's just this deployable, oh, not him again.
Oh, bro, when he went down in the first game last year, I was like, no. He can't be out for the season. But he came back.
But you have that. You have even listening. I was listening to a football podcast. They were talking about Sam Laporta and the all-time historical season he had as a rookie. And how now it is no one makes fun of you if you say Sam Laporta is the best tight end in football. You have a Pro Bowl quarterback. You got a Pro Bowl running back. You got a top five wide receiver. You have the best offensive line in football. Just now, Jeremy Otto's update. Your coaching staff is ranked the second best in the National Football League. Second. This is a town where we've endured Bobby Ross, Marty Morningwig, Mariucci. My pick is sharp and my iron is, you know, Marinelli. Mm-hmm. Jim Caldwell and his two watches, neither of which could tell time. Jim Schwartz. Look, I want to know if you're a Lions fan. Do you have to pinch yourself? Or do all of the platitudes and everything going perfect make you feel like something's about to go really wrong? Like, I like it when my team is the underdog. I don't like when everyone is like, oh, well, yours to lose. Nah, I'd just rather have it where no one believes in my team and I move on. The Lions, everyone believes. I don't think there's anyone at this station who thinks they're going to win less than 11 games. Now, I'm not going where other people are going with this 15-2 nonsense. But I believe they're going to be really good. Rico, the national media can't stop loving on this team the way Kenny was loving on his girlfriend at that wedding, apparently.
Keep moving.
The point I make is...
Keep moving. Keep moving. You were doing so well.
Don't even look at the drop board. I saw what you were doing over there.
Okay. Hey, it's Friday at 5. It's Floral Fridays. All right? I just would like to know from Lions fans. You're leaving work. It's all good. I mean, there's really nothing bad. And the national media, everything, SI. Lions are going to win the Super Bowl. I know SI's not what it used to be, but still, something else. Do you have to pinch yourself?
I think so.
Or does this stuff start to worry you where you're like, okay, wait a minute. This is a dream sequence. It's not. It can't be this good.
It almost, yeah, if I'm a Lions fan, it would feel like a scene. I don't know if you ever watched the Freddy Krueger movies where everything looks great and then all of a sudden you look around and you're living the perfect day and then you realize, wow, Freddy's about to take my head off. I thought this was a great thing.
And actually, everything, it parallels Mel Tucker at Michigan State quite nicely. Kenny, go ahead.
I think I fall under the category of the pinch myself Lions fan, primarily because I was hanging out with a buddy that I went to the Lions-Rams playoff game at Ford Field, and we were talking about it, we were reminiscing, and I looked at him and I was like, can you believe we actually saw that? Can you believe we were there for that? And then they won another playoff game after that? I'm still in that mode of, this is really happening, and it's real, it's not
fake. So there's none of choice B, though, where you're like, man, this is going too well.
No, absolutely not.
Okay.
Because I still can't believe it's real and it's happening. Maybe once that stops, I'll be able to, you know, be a little bit more, you know, not realistic, but let the cynical side of me take over.
I do like Pete Schrager's call on Branch, though, a lot. And look, everyone always talks about JMO. Reality is, I mean, Brian Branch has been a more productive player. Aaron Glenn has got it locked in. Mm-hmm. How to use Branch. Yeah, you would think that year two, he is, hey, we joke, we always do the whole you're a prop. That dude's a prop.
He is.
He can line up all over. He's an unbelievable blitzer. He's a ball hawk. I mean, again, credit Brad Holmes.
Steal in the second round?
If you had taken him 12th and Gibbs in the second, you wouldn't have said a thing.
If you would have taken him before Campbell, you would have been like, okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
No problem with it. But I just wonder, are you in like honeymoon phase where you're like, this can't be real? Or have you already reached the part where you're like, no, it's real. It's just going too well. And the NFL gods are going to take it away. Because that's what the NFL does. Anytime you remotely feel decent about your team.
Right. You look at the three guys on the cover of Sports Illustrated and says, oh, no.
Not this.
Protect them at all cost.
248-539-9797. David, go ahead.
See, I'll tell you what. When I talk to my Lions fans, when they tell me, you talk about different things and what can happen during this season. And they are still kind of shocked when the word Super Bowl comes out of their mouth because they've never been in this state before where they're like, wow, I can say this without laughing or I can say this without, you know, being mocked. And they don't really understand that part of it. Oh, my gosh, Super Bowl and the Lions can be real. And then they saw yesterday and they sent me more than enough texts that I wanted to see saying, oh, my gosh, it's happening. Oh, my gosh, it's happening. And they are pinching themselves right now.
You know what we should do? I was thinking about this. Like, Kenny's got a ton of confidence. Maybe Kenny should be the guy. You know how fans sometimes, they get the whole, like, Super Bowl champion tattoo before it happens? That's a great bit. What if we got Kenny inked up with a Lions Super Bowl tattoo? And that way, if they fall short, he's public enemy number one and not you. It's a way to take pressure off of you.
Why am why am I public enemy number? Oh, okay.
Absolutely not. There's no way I'm getting a Lions tattoo. You don't get tattoos of your girlfriend's name. You don't build statues of people. These are my rules. I'm standing by them.
You know how fans always do this when they're supremely confident.
You're not confident in your team.
I am confident. All right.
What if we got the Lombardi Trophy like a bald eagle across your chest?
Jesus. Okay, no. Or what if we put the Lombardi Trophy, Detroit Lions champions, but we won't put the year?
Just leave it blank?
Yes.
Like Kirk Cousins and his little house there?
Or yes. Like Deshaun Watson's back tattoo where it has space for a Lombardi Trophy that's never going to appear. Did you see that this offseason?
Yes, I did.
He left space for a Lombardi Trophy. His tattoo artist better have an addendum already drawn up because they ain't winning one.
Probably would go with Cousins and just have a separate room that nobody can see with a trophy case rather than the tattoo.
I told you, watching QB1, that show made me hate Kirk Cousins. That scene where they lost the playoff game to the Giants and he was more interested in reading his son a bedtime story. I hate this guy.
Dude, his family, Mike.
No. F the family, you just lost the playoff game. Go sit
He's
outside
showing
alone.
Showing you I have perspective on life.
Well, I don't like his perspective.
It's perspective on life.
Not family when you're a franchise first. QB. I need at least 2 hours for that perspective. Family he didn't first. Even seem bothered driving home with his wife. He didn't even seem bothered.
Because he's saying, I got the most popular things and I need right here in this car.
No,
my
I don't.
Wife and kids.
Nope. Trade him in for a Lombardi.
That's just a game. I got the real things right here.
Yeah.
And guess
back
what?
Me up on this.
And guess
I'm
what?
Sure Tom Brady loves all his Lombardi trophies and no wife.
Yeah, exactly. He traded in his family for glory.
I wasn't saying that as a good thing, Mike.
It's a great thing. Good
I
for him.
I don't think that Brady really cared about his family. He just wanted to. Cousins looks like the ultimate family man.
Yes.
Yeah, and you know what happened?
I may have lost the game, but I will drop you off at school tomorrow.
No, you won't. Because now school's in Atlanta, Putz. The team watched QB1 and went, what the F are we doing? Get rid of this guy.
Kirk Cousins screams Atlanta. What are you talking about?
Exactly. Right. And we know your thoughts. Okay.
Those are your thoughts.
Cousins technically is costing Michael Penix a job. Technically speaking. Yeah. David, ticket text coming in. The pinch me phase or our fans are like, oh, God. The boogeyman's going to get us. Things are going too well.
The Lions remind me of Michigan last year. This is it. This is the chance. Every game will be nerve-wracking.
It feels nervous. Like it. This does feel like it's real. It's happening. I just don't stress about the amount of wins. Like I don't think that you have to have this all-time great season. Just get in. Now, yes, winning the division, playing indoors, not going to a place like Green Bay, I understood. But yeah, you feel like this is, I've never lived a year where I felt like this about the Lions, ever, ever.
Mark from Ann Arbor says, yes, can't hardly believe it. Hallelujah. I guess he's looking for an amen there or something.
You know what? Here's the thing. If I was a Lions fan, the only thing I would not have liked was a Sports Illustrated cover. Because I think they're 1-24.
It's a little jinxy.
Yeah. I think they've picked one winner, and that was the Patriots in 04. And six teams had actually made it. I think the most the Joe Burrow, Cincinnati Bengals, they actually made it. But other than that, when you're sharing the covers with, like, the Cowboys, the Browns.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, that's tough right there.
The Eagles last year.
Matt from references, pinch me. I've seen the Cubs and Red Sox win a World Series and all kinds of curses be broken in sports. This is really happening, and I believe it's our time.
It feels like it. It does. I mean, when you step back and you think about heavy quotations, issues for this team, backup quarterback, an alleged third wide receiver, like these are not.
Kicker.
They don't care about the kicker.
No, but I'm saying, but these were the major issues in the offseason.
You see your boy Riley Patterson got released?
No.
You want to go sign him? It won't matter. Only, they won't use him.
Only if it comes with a third wide receiver.
Okay. You mean like Tank Dell?
You didn't need him.
David ruined my day at about 2:07 today.
You have Hendon Hooker.
No, when you took Hooker and the next pick is Tank Dell, and I'm listening to Jeremy Otto and Dave Burkett slander Hendon Hooker, it's like, I didn't need to hear that Tank Dell was the next pick.
That's going
to
go down like the Sam Bowie pick.
The very next selection is Michael Jordan.
Kid from North Carolina.
It's like when you took Ebron and the next seven picks are all Pro Bowlers.
Aaron Donald.
Zach Martin. CJ Mosley. Ryan Shazier, pre-broken neck. Like, it was ballers.
Darko.
Okay. You win. That's it. We'll get to the phone calls next, 97.1. Now, all I can tell you is Rico and David were saying, no, yours is bigger. And they were talking breaking news. You said first your news isn't as big as David's news.
Well, here we go.
Your news.
From the Denver Post.
Okay.
Colorado Athletics informed the Denver Post that head coach Deion Sanders and anyone else within the Colorado Buffalo program will no longer take questions from columnist Sean Keeler due to what Colorado perceives as, quote, a series of sustained personal attacks, unquote.
Okay. We have reached, okay, see, I love this breaking news, but I could talk for 2 hours about this. But wait. No, I know we have more. I'll just say this. We have got to arrive at a point where the media stops caring. And you know what the Denver Post ought to do now? It should be hit them up. Mm-hmm. Because these teams have no right to dictate what is and is not said. And the Denver Post does not work for you. You will answer their questions. And if you don't, that's great. The oldest phrase in the game is you don't get in an argument with someone who never runs out of ink or oxygen. Mm-hmm. So good. Deion is making his own grave. The idea that, now listen, Kirby Smart didn't say that he won't take questions from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. This is Deion, a coach with a 4-8 record last year, and in the pantheon of college football is a nobody.
Yep.
You know what?
Say nice things about me or else it's an attack.
Right. And that's not how it works. That's disgusting. But again, Colorado's intent on becoming the most unlikable program in college football. Kudos. Where do I send the edible arrangements? David, your breaking news.
Yeah, my breaking news is a little bit bigger. Oh. Chris McCoskey. Javi Baez has no locker in the Tigers clubhouse at Guaranteed Rate Field.
Now, he's
Yeah, that's right. Now, you know what this means.
That's why I said, David, let me go first.
That's right.
Now, listen, you won't want to hear about Deion after this news.
So he's on the IL. But would it be fair to say you ain't ever going to see him here? Naga.
I think he was spotted at Midway Airport.
Not going to work here anymore.
Headed off to the Caribbean.
Is that the last we've seen? If that is the last of Javi, I can only tell you there is only one song on this planet that would encapsulate the emotions I feel never having to look at Javi Baez, speak about Javi Baez ever again.
Craig Mack, brand new flavor in your ear.
Oh, to the mountaintops. Oh, go to hell. Listen, it's a good day for Tiger fans. I sure hope Javi's okay. What's he on the IL with? A bruised ego? What's his problem?
A broken bat.
He's getting ready to do all that pinch hitting.
That's Rieger. No, listen.
Runners on base.
For fans, you take whatever small win you can get. You want to watch your ball club? We talked about it the other day. There's no reason if all the kids are up that this guy should ever be here. Now,
look, if you're talking about sitting Scooble and really not using him for the rest of the season for good reasons, then why are you playing Javi? He's not good.
You play Sweeney. You see, you give him 100 ABs. You see what the hell the guy can do. I don't think he's your answer at short, but fine.
Yeah, you got to the end of the season to impress me.
Not having to look at Javi Baez, that's the win, especially after what he did the other day. I mean, we want to give him his farewell at Wrigley, and they played a video. I don't care. 0-4, 4 strikeouts, including one of the worst at-bats you'll ever see in the ninth inning. Get him out. David, the ticket tech's coming in. We got the Lions stuff, and Javi, there is no locker. He's on the IL. It might be the last time you ever see him.
Someone says Deion is done in Colorado, or should be. The booster should be pissed. That is from Jason. Well,
where does a coach with no track record or credibility at this level of football get off banning writers? Now, show me the evidence. Show me that a writer wrote a horrific piece that was salacious and went after Deion's wife something. I mean, then okay, you know what?
Yeah,
hell out of the facility.
Yeah, if it's personal, absolutely. But if it's just factual, your team is bad, poor leadership, look at all the things going on in your program, man, that's just me holding up a mirror to you. You don't like the image in the mirror? That's on you. Do some more sit-ups.
Regarding the Lions, Aaron and Taylor says, I'm waiting for the other shoe to drop. I think the NFL is going to realize that they don't want chaos. I can't say it. I still believe this team is cursed. Okay.
What? Lot of PTSD people.
But see, I think this will be the ultimate. This year could end the curse. Because if they come back and they're very successful again, I think it exorcises all the demons. Because a lot of people will hold on and say, see, this means that all our players are going to get injured and this season's going to tank. We've never won double-digit victories in a row. This season could end it all if you do things correctly and you start winning. It doesn't even have to be the Super Bowl. If you win a division and you make it all the way to the NFC Championship game, it says that you could do this in back-to-back seasons, something that's never happened here.
I need Mike to sing You Raise Me Up Again if Javi is gone.
Oh, we'll have a party. Look, if he's gone, like bought out, then I get to say something nice about your owner and GM. That's a win for me. I don't want to be angry about a baseball team anymore. You know what I want? I want a baseball team we could be talking about as relevant.
The Denver Post needs to start a series of daily articles of why Deion should be fired. I doubt he will finish the year. John in Lake Orion.
Oh, he'll finish the year. And listen, they should be a little better, right? Maybe. But I don't know. I don't know the columnist in question. I just find it hard to believe he was rolling in there, you know, shirtless and drunk and being like,
remember he had the problem with CBS when he's like, no, it's not you. You do a great job, but I don't like CBS and what they said about me. And I'm not answering your question. It's like, well, soon it's going to get to the point where he's just going to have a press conference. There's going to be nobody there but the Colorado media.
So here's what a sports information staffer has cited
as some of the, quote, what is this, sustained personal attacks. Planet Prime, the Bruce Lee of BS, and False Prophet. I don't really think that's personal, to be quite honest.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, especially if that's coming from a columnist, you're allowed to give your opinion. So that's, you're not a beat writer. You're allowed to tell the story how you see it.
Plus, here's the problem. It's not like Dion doesn't make himself out to be a prophet, not to be, you know, Planet Prime. Like, first of all, I have a hard time. If they're going to attack, okay, your ego and the amount of hype and sizzle, dude, you're the one who allows people to call you Coach Prime. Think about that. That's an absurdity. You're Coach Deion Sanders. I'll call you that. You know, Nick Saban's one of the greatest coaches in any sport of my lifetime. You know what we called him? Nick Saban. Coach Saban. Mm-hmm. I don't have a comparative for it. I don't know.
And he's actually won. Yeah, imagine that. Go ahead, David.
The only year the Super Bowl champion was 100% certain was the 85 Bears, and the Lions almost have that feel, but we'll see how it plays out.
Whoa, 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 whoa. The only team you felt certain about. Well, I'd lean on Rico for 85. That I was 5 years old.
I was not born until July that year, so don't
I
know.
Never go into any year feeling any team's a mortal lock. I guess I would just...
Not even the Patriots.
Buddy Ryan, the 46 defense, could not be figured out. I think they went 15-1 that year. They were dominant from start to finish.
They murdered the Giants in the playoffs.
They murdered everybody. I think New England kicked a field goal in the Super Bowl, and then the Bears scored 52 unanswered points.
Oh, and then that was the controversy.
They didn't get Walter Payton.
Yeah, and they gave
the fridge
numbnuts from Clemson.
Yep, William Perry.
Walter. Yeah, I almost said Walter Perry. Yeah. It's Friday. My mind is mush. Sorry, buddy.
Get ready to hand this thing off to Wojo and Rieger. You know what, Terry? I'm going to give you the final say. So you're on 97.1.
Hi, this is Terry.
Hey,
first
Terry.
Time long time.
Hey, man.
So I just want to touch on the Lions. I'm 35, so I've had my fair share of trauma with them. But I really feel this is the year. I do think it's Super Bowl or bust. I think they have finally a smart coaching staff. They know what they're doing. They got the talent. I mean, I think it's all or nothing at this point, right?
Yeah, I mean, Terry, you got everything has lined up for you. And as I appreciate the call, I just think that – if the Lions get this thing done, you will exercise all of the demons. I think half of them were exercised last year. The SOL goes out of the window if you can show you can be a consistent winner. And I don't even think you need to win the Super Bowl. I just think you need to be one of the best teams. You need to live up to the hype of everybody patting you on the back. You need to be like, yep, we heard everything you said. We read everything you said. And it didn't matter. We still went out there and got the job done. We weren't scared.
Look at these two.
What?
You're just loud, disruptive.
Well, that's our job.
Very professional. Very professional.
It's David. It's incredible, isn't it?
Our job is to get Rico to storm out early, always.
You know what? You can just come in at about 5:30 and I'll leave.
Wow.
You don't have to wait until then.
Jeez.
On we a love Friday? You too, Rico. We love you too, man.
Yeah.
No, I'm just saying, on a Friday, please, you don't have to just ask me. I can go.
So you guys were getting Lions fans all nervous? You said, shouldn't you be nervous?
No. Nope.
This has never happened before.
I didn't say any of that. Oh. I asked, are you in a dream sequence or are you Jamie Lee Curtis in Halloween?
Oh.
Where you feel like... I think you should just embrace it. I'm not big on the jinx stuff. I just know for a fan base that's been given nothing for so long, it's easy to feel like, Michael Myers is going to get me. But no, it's all coming up roses. Just go do the damn thing.
All of a sudden, you find out the official was really Freddy Krueger.
How sweet, fresh meat.
You know, just like it was always lazy, like when Rieger would just do the SOL. Like, why don't you think SOL? Why don't you think they can win SOL? It's going to be lazy all year.
You're talking about somebody being lazy?
Yeah. It's going to be the same way all year with people saying, I just don't want to jinx it. No, it's jinxing.
I'm with you.
You know what I mean? What does that mean?
Well, Joe, it means you haven't had a team that won 10 or more games in back-to-back seasons.
Well, that's in your mind, but it's not in their mind.
Those are facts.
That is the history.
Right, but it doesn't affect them.
No, it does not affect them, but you can't blame fans for feeling a little apprehensive of like, man, things are just going too well. I've seen this before. Having problems with your headphones?
We did this.
Yeah, it always pops up.
Oh, my God.
What?
Radio 101.
Yeah.
We did this the other day. Like, the stat that the Lions are only a plus 130 to win the division, that freaks me out a little.
Why? Really what are does. Okay? See,
I know. See, that's stop. Where he. I yelled at him for that.
Listen, the division is going to be more difficult.
Yes,
but that's part of. You know what? I'm not even doing. What is coming up next? In the week to even do this.
I've decided I'm not going to enjoy this season at all.
Why?
The Lions season, because of all these freaks like Rieger and everybody Yes, you.
I think the thing you're going to have to be careful of, and I mean, Lions fans have no experience what it's like having a good team.
Well, of course.
So the minute something goes wrong, you're going to have to be their therapist.
Well, they're doing that with the Hendon Hooker thing to a certain degree.
What do you mean?
Like, we don't have a backup quarterback. What are we going to do?
Yeah, see, like, we don't do that. I do it differently. Hey, still want to die on that hill? What a great draft pick it was. Do you know who was picked next after Hendon Hooker?
I think I heard you say.
Tank Dell.
Yeah.
That would solve your third wide receiver issue, wouldn't it?
Mm. I'm not
But then you wouldn't have a backup QB.
Yeah.
We don't need one. The whole deal is if your starter dies, your season's over. It's football law.
Well, I don't know. The team the Lions are playing tomorrow, the Steelers have Russell Wilson and Justin Fields.
They don't have a quarterback.
What a that great combo. Wow.
Yeah, you can see how thrilled Mike Tomlin is.
Yeah.
All right, what's next?
We'll talk some college football, some Big Ten football.
Yes.
Things we know about the Big Ten.
And the Aiden Childs comment.
Oh, yeah, did you hear about that?
Gambling.
Yeah, we talked about it. I thought it was wild.
It's wild what happened.
Oh, but the wrong total went up.
Right.
He's talking win total. And the point total next Friday went up.
I thought they both went up.
All the betting immediately went on both of them. Like 97% of the bets.
Which means it's not going to happen and we're going 3-9. Perfect.
All right.
No, he basically said they're going to win 5 games.
Yeah, it was the opposite of a guaranteed. Oh, man, what a bold statement. We're going to not be good again.
Oh, I'm not ripping on him. I'm ripping on fans immediately took that as like a clue.
There's a reason the sportsbooks stay in business.
Yeah, that's a good point by you. Yeah.
All right. We'll talk to everybody Monday.
All right, then.
Get ready to hand this thing off to Wojo and Rieger. You know what, Terry? I'm going to give you the final say so you're on 97.1.
Hi, this is Terry.
Hey,
first
Terry.
First time, long time.
Hey, man.
So I just want to touch on the Lions. I'm 35, so I've had my fair share of trauma with them. But I really feel this is the year. I do think it's Super Bowl a bust. I think they have finally a smart coaching staff. They know what they're doing. They got the talent. I mean, I think it's all or nothing at this point, right?
Yeah, I mean, Terry, you got everything has lined up for you. And as I appreciate the call, I just think that if the Lions get this thing done, you will exercise all of the demons. I think half of them were exercised last year. The SOL goes out of the window if you can show you can be a consistent winner. And I don't even think you need to win the Super Bowl. I just think you need to be one of the best teams. You need to live up to the hype of everybody patting you on the back. You need to be like, yep, we heard everything you said. We read everything you said. And it didn't matter. We still went out there and got the job done. We weren't scared.
Look at these two.
What?
You're just loud, disruptive.
Well, that's our job.
Very professional.
It's David. It's incredible, isn't it?
Our job is to get Rico to storm out early, always.
You know what? You can just come in at about 5:30 and I'll leave.
Wow.
You don't have to wait until then.
Jeez.
We love Friday? You too, Rico. We love you too, man.
Yeah.
No, I'm just saying, on a Friday, please, you don't have to. Just ask me.
Mm.
I can go.
So you guys were getting Lions fans all nervous? You said, shouldn't you be nervous?
No. Nope.
This has never happened before.
I didn't say any of that. I asked, is
we did yesterday.
Are you in a dream sequence or are you Jamie Lee Curtis in Halloween?
Oh.
Where you feel like... I think you should just embrace it. I'm not big on the jinx stuff. I just know for a fan base that's been given nothing for so long, it's easy to feel like, uh-oh, Michael Myers is going to get me. But no, it's all coming up roses. Just go do the damn thing.
All of a sudden, you find out the official was really Freddy Krueger.
How
sweet, fresh meat.
You know, just like it was always lazy, like when Rieger would just do the SOL. Like, why don't you think SOL? Why don't you think they can win SOL? It's going to be lazy all year.
You're talking about somebody being lazy?
Yeah. That's it's going to be the same way all year with people saying, I just don't want to jinx it. No, it's jinxing.
I'm with you.
You know what I mean? What does that mean? What does that mean?
Well, Joe, it means... you haven't had a team that won 10 or more games in back-to-back seasons.
Well, that's in your mind, but it's not in their mind.
Those are facts.
That is the history.
Right, but it doesn't affect them.
No, it does not affect them, but you can't blame fans for feeling a little apprehensive of like, man, things are just going too well. I've seen this before. Having problems with your headphones?
We did this
the other day. Always pops up.
Oh, my God.
What?
Radio 101.
Yeah.
We did this the other day. Like, the stat... that the Lions are only a plus 130 to win the division. That freaks me out a little.
Why? Really what are does. Okay? See,
I know. See, that's stop. Where he. I yelled at him for that.
Listen, the division is going to be more difficult.
Yes,
but that's part of. You know what? I'm not even doing. What is coming up next?
It's too late
in the week to even do this.
I've decided I'm not going to enjoy this season at all.
Why?
The Lions season. Because of all these freaks like Rieger and everybody, and like. Yes, you.
I think the thing you're going to have to be careful of, and I mean, Lions fans have no experience what it's like having a good team.
Well, of course.
So the minute something goes wrong, you're going to have to be their therapist.
Well, they're doing that with the Hendon Hooker thing to a certain degree.
What do you mean?
Like, we don't have a backup quarterback. What are we going to do?
Yeah, see, like, we don't do that. I do it differently.
Hey,
still want to die on that hill? What a great draft pick it was. Do you know who was picked next after Hendon Hooker?
I think I heard you say.
Tank Dell.
Yeah.
That would solve your third wide receiver issue, wouldn't it?
Mm. I'm not
But then you wouldn't have a backup QB.
Yeah.
We don't need one. The whole deal is if your starter dies, your season's over. It's football law.
Well, I don't know. The team the Lions are playing tomorrow, the Steelers have Russell Wilson and Justin Field.
They don't have a quarterback.
What a great combo. Wow.
Yeah, you can see how thrilled Mike Tomlin is.
Yeah.
All right, what's next?
We'll talk some college football, some Big Ten football.
Yes.
Things we know about the Big Ten.
And the Aiden Childs comment.
Oh, yeah, did you hear about that?
Affecting gambling.
Yeah, we talked about it. I thought it was wild.
It's wild what happened.
Oh, but the wrong total went up.
Right.
He's talking win total. And the point total next Friday went up.
But both,
I thought they both went up.
No, all the betting immediately went on both of them. Like 97% of the bets.
Which means it's not going to happen and we're going 3-9. Perfect.
All right.
No, he basically said they're going to win 5 games.
Yeah, it was the opposite of a guaranteed. Oh, man, what a bold statement. We're going to not be good again.
I'm not ripping on him. I'm ripping on fans immediately took that as like a clue.
There's a reason the sportsbooks stay in business.
Yeah, that's a good point by you. Yeah.
All right. We'll talk to everybody Monday.
All right, then.